You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 9th, 2022. Hope you had a great Mother's Day. I hope if your mom's still alive, you took time to honor her and at least let her know how much you appreciate what she's done for you. But at the same time, we've got many in the streets protesting motherhood in the sense that if they decide they want to abort their baby, don't want to be a mother, then they should all be celebrating and be happy about it. And if you try to overturn Roe v. Wade, which is what the indication is from the draft that got leaked last week from the Supreme Court, they say abortion will be outlawed. It will not be outlawed. It will return it to the states, where even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, liberal icon on the Supreme Court, had said, "I do support women's choice and right, but Roe v. Wade decision was wrong. It went beyond its reach 50 years ago." Of course, she passed this back in 20, and so we can't hear from her direct at this point. But we do hear from all those out there protesting, showing up at the homes of the U.S. Supreme Court justices. Some over the weekend, more are planned. So far, they've been just shouting and to that extent still peaceful. Nothing being thrown at the homes or anything of that nature. And I say that so far because this crowd, some of them are not beyond going to the next step. But the White House has yet to come out and condemn this. They say these are peaceful First Amendment. They said when it came to the rioting in the summer of 2020, Pelosi was echoing, well, people are going to do what they're going to do. Saskia this time around said, well, people are passionate about this. So I guess it's because people are going to do what they're going to do and people are passionate. That explains why the Madison headquarters of the Wisconsin Family Action, that's an anti-abortion group, had Molotov cocktails thrown through the window over the weekend. Two people were inside working. They got out okay after smelling the smoke. And outside, the phrase had been spray-painted on the building, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either." They stepped across a line right there. And yes, in the past, I'm going to acknowledge abortion clinics have been bombed by those against abortions. And abortion doctors and staff have been threatened and are killed. None of that is right. What is right is protecting the unborn child. That's the beginning. But you don't go kill the doctor. You can protest and do what you want there. But beyond that, that's the extent. In the meantime, St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in New York, if you've been to New York City, you probably have been by there. The reverend overseeing St. Patrick's Old Cathedral said, this month they have an event called Witness for Life Mass. Said after that, most attendees walk down the street to Planned Parenthood and pray the rosary across the street. But now that this draft came out, he's basically encouraging parishioners, don't do that. And St. Patrick's is on special watch for any attacks upon that church. In the meantime, Ted Cruz, Senator of Texas, condemning the White House because saying, you won't condemn the protest. And by the way, so much, you're going to the homes of Supreme Court justices. You may not be throwing Molotov cocktails, but you're out there trying to intimidate them to sway the vote of the U.S. Supreme Court. And to that extent, he's right. We're going to get into that in this next segment. Monday morning, even though it was a Mother's Day over the weekend, Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Democrat Chicago, 23 were shot, 5 fatally. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, and another Democrat area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, they are now reporting all-time gas high prices, all-time. Philly, $4.64 a gallon, 14 cents above the average. Pennsylvania, $4.50. And all of this, of course, you got Senator Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Pelosi. They're not going to take any blame for that. Not my fault. Not my fault. We all know it's Biden, and or it could be Putin invasion of Ukraine, right? It's not the Democrats' fault. They will tell you that day in and day out, and the cows are still coming on. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We've got left-wing groups now that have published the addresses of justices. The intent of this clerk was to bully and threaten and intimidate the justices to changing their votes. And I got to say this week, it was shameful that the White House refused to condemn violent protesters threatening the families of the Supreme Court. It is disgraceful. And Joe Biden used to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Joe Biden knows it's disgraceful. He's literally threatening the lives of these justices by the mob they're unleashing. It's the same thing we saw with Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots, where the left embraced them. And now they're embracing mob violence to get their partisan outcome.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, and he's absolutely right, once again endorsing mob action. Now, they're not throwing Molotov cocktails at the homes of the Supreme Court justices at this time, but they're out there marching. They are doxing them, as it's called. They're putting out their names and their addresses and their homes where they and their families live. Now, the justices might be strong enough and firm enough to say, that's not going to bother us. But family members get concerned. And then you got neighbors on either side of you. They've got to be concerned, too, because if somebody throws something up there and starts a fire on that house, who's to keep it from spreading to yours? Or if the violence breaks out and shots are fired, bullet could come through your door. But he's right. The White House will not speak out on it. They weren't doing it the other day, Thursday, when the word came out that this is what we're going to do over the weekend. Get everybody together, and we're going to go after churches as well. There were some at churches, but not as much as some might have feared, thank God. And also, there were threats in particular against Catholic facilities. But again, nothing really carried out. I mentioned in the opening of our news and commentary, and folks, it's called news and commentary because I'm not giving you just straight news, but I'm making it clear to you it's not straight news. I'm adding comments as well, which is a far cry from what you normally get from the state-controlled media. They package it as if this is the news. Well, it ain't usually. Jump on me if you don't like the word ain't. Go ahead. My grammar teacher did all the time, and I use it all the more. But the point here being is that when you're out there trying to get a U.S. Supreme Court justice to frighten them, to change their view, I'd mentioned the other day, and it's worth rehashing one more time briefly. In the last presidential interview I did was with Obama. I pointed out to you before, I've done Nixon twice, Reagan, Ford, Carter, Lincoln. We don't count Lincoln anymore. I'll forget that. We don't count Lincoln. Both Bushes. Several of them were at the White House. And the last one being Obama. And the Obamacare bill had just gone to the Supreme Court on a challenge that it was a tax. And a tax has to be passed by the congressional body. The House itself does the appropriations. So if it's a tax, it's illegal. Well, Judge Roberts became the deciding vote, and he was appointed by Bush, but he fell short of making the mark for being a conservative because he agreed. Well, he wishy-washy. Yeah, it's a tax, but... So bottom line, Obamacare stood. But I don't know of any conservatives who went and protested in front of his house. I don't know of any of them. Maybe they did. Or maybe yelled at him at some of his events. But this mob action that's been in play since this few summers ago, when the left just look away. So the White House refused to call them out and encourage them, don't do that. They wouldn't even say that. Their attitude, as classified by Jen Psaki, is we want, of course, it to be peaceful, and certainly the president would want people's privacy to be protected. Well, they're already out there going to their homes, so there goes your privacy. And she expressed concern that people were more concerned about the nature of the protest and rather than the threat Supreme Court posed for women under Roe v. Wade. She said, I don't think we should lose the point here. Well, they don't just lose it. They magnify it and exaggerate it when they're out there in some of their protests yelling. Listen to this. You don't care if people die. You don't care. Yes, I do. If they're innocent. Now, if they're convicted of a heinous crime, a capital crime, no, I don't care. They're getting what they deserve. But these protesters, which have you believe, so many women will die if they're denied an abortion in their state. And, in fact, they were using chalk or spray out on the sidewalks and streets in front of the homes of these justices that they doxed. And went to their homes and addresses, drawing out a coat hanger. Coat hangers have been used in the past to try to carry out an abortion. And the fetus died, and often so did the mother, if not then, over a period of days from internal bleeding. No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. What I would encourage young women who don't want the child is to give it up for adoption. But I will tell you this, already some on the left are saying that could be dangerous for a black child. If a black child's adopted, it could be dangerous for them. They're alive. Being dead, I think that would be really dangerous for them. But if they're alive to be adopted, but they say, oh, they could be dangerous, because especially if they're adopted by a white family or a Latino child, is they might be in danger. You got a family that loves them and wants to bring them in. Amy Coney Barrett, one of the justices, has an adopted child of a minority color. And obviously she's giving that child more love and a life that that child would not have had otherwise. but they will still go forward with their lies. They are, as Senator Cruz said, they've just gotten so extreme.
The amazing thing is that today's Democratic Party on the issue of abortion has gone to the extreme left, like they've done on economics, embracing socialism, like they've done on the border, embracing open borders. You know, you take an issue like late-term abortion. Only 6% of Americans support abortion all the way up to the moment of birth. That is the position of today's Democratic Party. That is what we're going to vote on. It's going to fail. He's not going to get the 60 votes he needs. He knows that. That is satisfying the left-wing constituency in the Democrat Party. And I got to say, Maria, we are a long, long way from when Bill Clinton was president in the State of the Union. He said he wanted abortion safe, legal, and rare. Now, I didn't agree with that statement then, but He was at least recognizing that abortion is something that he wanted rare. Today's Democratic Party doesn't believe that. They openly celebrate abortion as a wonderful thing.
More than that, I've got a story I'm going to read to you here shortly, which will absolutely make you cringe when you hear about it. We'll get to that in a moment. But when you heard them saying the whole world's watching, Rhoda Cadale, I think that's the right pronunciation, died last April. Feminist, anti-apartheid activist from South Africa. She led the fight to include abortion rights in the South African Constitution. But she later became kind of concerned and skeptical of the pro-choice movement once she got in the U.S. and saw how it was being done, and led by extremists, as you heard Senator Cruz point out. She said she presumed a woman's right to an abortion would apply to the early stages of pregnancy. But she was shocked by the insistence among American pro-choice activists abortion should be available up to the moment, the very moment of birth itself, and maybe even after that. She had said in 1996, I'm 150% pro-abortion. They should have a right to abortion if they choose it, she said. But then she began to watch some of these pro-choice go overboard. And she had even admitted later that her perspective began to shift. She retired to the L.A. area in 2018, watching American politics for many years. And you're not going to like this, but she predicted Donald Trump would win in 2016 when few did. But she looked at the Women's March, which took place in D.C., opposing Trump as he took office. And she pushed back in a Facebook post and also later criticized the Democrat Party's radical stance on abortion. And privately she told the author of the article I'm reading for you, her son-in-law, that she was shocked by late-term abortion. She said, I will call myself pro-life, but this pro-choice movement seemingly indifferent to the possibility that the fetus could be a child late term, I don't support that. And that is really a breaking line for many that would accept an abortion, but not after a certain period of time. But again, the protesters are in the streets battling back and forth. And so they go verbally back and forth. That's fine. That's your freedom of First Amendment, freedom of speech. Of course, the question still is, who got that out and how do they get it out? There are very secure operations at the Supreme Court to make sure nothing like that happens. Senator Ted Cruz had worked as a law clerk at one time, so he knows exactly what should have been done and how it would be done. Listen.
When you finish with a draft, Every law clerk has under his or her desk a burn bag. It's a brown and red bag. You put it in there. That burn bag is later sealed. It's shredded. And in fact, it's shredded twice. It's shredded horizontally. It's shredded vertically. And then it's burned. That's the level of confidentiality that that clerks are taught to protect the decision making of the court. It is almost certainly one of those 36 law clerks. And I think it is almost certainly one of the 12 law clerks that are clerking for the three liberal justices. That is a small suspect pool. Beyond that, look, you and I have both known a lot of Supreme Court clerks. Many of them are book smart. Very few of them are street smart. I'm confident we don't have a master criminal working at the court. I think they're going to be electronic records. They're going to be emails or texts, or there's going to be personal meetings between one of those 12 law clerks and the reporters at issue here.
So we're waiting to see when they identify them, who it is, and then what's going to be done about them. And Cruz said they should be prosecuted. We take a break. When we come back, Nancy Pelosi still pushing the fact that the country is going the wrong way at this point, and she's basically justifying the attacks. But then something that happened on one program that this person thought was so funny, and the host had to almost, he should have got up and walked off, but he's kind of giggling thinking it's cute too. It's not cute, and it tells you everything about the attitude of those who are for abortion up to the moment of birth or beyond.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is about something so serious and so respectful of women. Here we are on Mother's Day, a week where the court has slapped women in the face in terms of on the ball. The ball is in the court. Those justices, one of them at least, over and over again, that precedent, the precedence has been established again and again. On this decision is about privacy.
That's Nancy Pelosi, and she just, I couldn't even begin to explain the rationale that while you're talking about abortion is a good thing, women should have the right to it, and here on Mother's Day, I mean, there wouldn't be no mother if there was no child. And there would not be many of those out there in the streets protesting right now if their mother had decided to abort. But as Senator Cruz said earlier, these folks had just gotten so extreme that he said, I didn't like it when, I think he was quoting Clinton earlier, he said that abortion should be rare. He said, I don't like them at all. He said, but at least he recognized you can't just do it all the time. You can't do it up to the minute like they're doing now. The person I was reading in the earlier segment to you about, the South African anti-apartheid activist who was in favor of putting an anti-abortion law, or rather an abortion law, in South African's constitution. Once she came here and saw how the pro-choice movement had developed to, we don't care how old the fetus is. If we want to abort it because it might interfere with paying our cable bill, we will. That's simple. Now, I know not all of them are made such callous disregard. And I know many end up regretting it. But it's too late then for that child, isn't it? And then you got this thing that happened on MSNBC over the weekend. This is infuriating. Those of you watching right now on Rumble.com, we're streaming live at Rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com and enter search Larry Connors USA, one word, and you'll be in the studio with us. And if you're looking at my face right now, you know I am absolutely PO'd. I guess my voice also belies that, doesn't it? By the way, subscribe to Rumble.com for our podcast and our presentations. You get all of them. So this woman who admits she's a comedian, that's what she does, a comedian. Now, I grant you that some jokes being told are a little harsh. I will grant, even Dave Chappelle's, some of the stuff is really brilliant, and others I think that really goes too far. Not my style of humor. Even Ron White. They call me Tater. He's done some stuff. I thought, Ron, why would you go in that direction? You don't need to. But that's their choice. It's their artistry, their look at it. But here is, she said, you know, maybe every Democrat member of Congress is over the age of 87 should go on a hunger strike for abortion rights. That way they can go out as a hero in a blaze of glory. The host of the program, Amon Mayeldin or whatever it is, chuckle a little bit, but here's the part that just absolutely will eat at you. Of course, progressives are happy this thing got leaked so they could start. It was the whole point was to set it all up, set it in motion. But Lori Kilmartin, I think is her name, she's the so-called comedian, said, I'd like to find out who the leaker is, so I can make sweet love to that person because that person is a hero. Okay. And she said, if the leaker is a Republican and get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus. And the host begins to laugh and bury his head in his hands. At that point, I'd say, that is too far. Talking about you're going to make love and then you're going to joyfully abort the fetus. Joyfully. Oh, but she's a comedian, Larry. I don't see a damn thing funny about that kind of remark. Joke about making the leaker, making love with him, whatever. But if you get pregnant, then you would joyfully abort? All right, BLM co-founder Patrice Kalora says, if you call me out because of my homes, you are racist and you're sexist and you're wrong. Stand by. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want to just start by saying something that's really important for people to hear. And that's, I have never taken a salary from the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. And that's important because what the right-wing media is trying to say is the donations that people gave to Black Lives Matter went towards my spending. And that is categorically untrue and incredibly dangerous.
First of all, she said, I have never taken a salary. Now, does that also include that maybe, but I made some money on the side with some items we were selling, so it wasn't a salary in that sense? And, of course, it's also given her a prominent position to go out and get these speaking engagements, and they pay her. So maybe she didn't take it direct from them. But riddle me this. And keep in mind, all this has come up because evidence got uncovered by the Los Angeles Times and then backed up by others, Los Angeles Magazine, actually, about all the real estate she seems to own. Got homes in L.A., some elsewhere. I'm trying to see some of the other locations. I don't have them all here in front of me. She got five or six homes. They're all priced at close to $1 million+. Oh, one outside Atlanta. That's the other one. I think that might be the least expensive, only about $500,000 for that one. I don't know. I don't really care. But the point is, all that money being raised on Black Lives Matter, I thought was going to help improve things for black lives, not you, the founder and co-founder. And let's say you didn't take a dime in salary. Riddle me this. How much have you donated back to Black Lives Matter to help support and raise more money? They were not even being transparent about the amount of money they had until recently when they got put under the microscope. And while we thought it might be around $60 million, it might be closer to $90 million. And then again, are they reporting everything on taxes? There's a lot of questions still to come. But she dares say, I haven't taken a dime in salary. Yeah, but everything you have made because of it. And then how much have you, in turn, since you're asking some of the poor of this country to come forward and give you money, in addition to big corporations, which we'll get to in a moment, how much are you giving back? And how much of that money is actually going into the communities? All right, so here she is in this interview. She's on Black Network TV. This is not BET, not Black Entertainment TV. Maybe it's Black News TV. I'm trying to find exactly how it's listed. I don't really care, but I'll tell you, if I put up something called Larry Connors USA White Program, I guarantee you I'll have people all over me. And some of my best black friends as well. And I wouldn't blame them. Because every time you do that, you divide us. You don't unite us. That's why I'm for All Lives Matter. But anyway, she said, I misuse any of this money. And then she's doing this interview with this group. And she says, she said the foundation actually paid $6 million for one of the homes. Why would they spend $6 million for a home in L.A. with six bedrooms, bathrooms, swimming pool, soundstage, office space? See, they write it off as a tax expense. But here's how she says, I really earn my money.
I'm a college professor, first of all. I also am a TV producer, and I have had two book deals. My first book that came out was a New York Times bestseller. I also have had a YouTube deal. And so much of all of my income comes directly from the work that I do. But I also want to say something, Mark, that feels really important. Organizers should get paid for the work that they do. They should get paid a living wage. And the fact that the right-wing media is trying to create hysteria around my spending is frankly racist and sexist.
I knew she could not get through that discussion without bringing up that if you challenge her, you're racist and you're sexist. And I agree, yes, organizers should get paid. That's taught in the Bible. Jesus said that don't ask for anything, but yes, if you're a deacon, you're an apostle, you're an elder, you should get something as you're going on about your ministry. Pastors should be paid, period. But how much and how is it going to be used? And are they also going to give some back? Should be a tithe, 10%. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I'm not trying to make a judgment here. I'm just asking. But you can't ask because you must be racist, right? Oh, and by the way, her book that made number one in the New York Times, how do you think it got to be number one? Because it's written by a co-founder of BLM. She could have put a coloring book together. New York Times, liberal as they are, would have made her number one book and put it in hardback. Oh, and then she talks about the fact that she's investing these homes. That's important. Listen to this.
Also, I want to name that many of us who end up investing in homes in the black community often invest in homes to take care of their family. So homes that I've bought directly support the people that I love and that I care about. I'm not renting them out in some Airbnb operation. And you could speak to so many other Black people and Black women particularly that take care of their families, take care of their loved ones, especially when they're in a position to.
Well, I have no problem with that, but she's lying when she starts out saying, those of us who buy homes in Black communities, Jason Whitlock, Black man, got suspended from Twitter because he said Black Lives Matter founder buys 1.4 million home in Topanga, which has a Black population of 1.4%. She's with her people. And again, pointing out that she's not buying back into the Black community, or the money's not going in to help Black-owned businesses. There are numerous articles that claim some is, but not, how much is not clear. But then here's the other thing. The way BLM put a lot of pressure, and we're gonna, I want you to hear part of it here, and then I want you to hear on the other side her response. The way they put a lot of pressure on people is if they come up and say, I'm a Black Lives Matter, and their hand is out, you know what that means. Give me some. Give me some. And they don't do it just with individuals. Twitter former CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, the wife of Netflix billionaire CEO, they've all given generously. According, Dorsey gave $1.5 million. One of the other donors is named by the, I think this is from the Washington Post. Is that correct? I think that's what it is. Anyway, says that he gave, he and his wife gave $5.5 million. Then they also get a Dignity and Power Now. That's a nonprofit started by Kalors and Reform Jail, L.A. Jails, a California PAC that she started. The Netflix billionaire donated $250,000 just to that one. Saying she's already described herself as being a Marxist. I believe in Marxism. Well, then everybody should be the same. And get the same. Not in that area. And she tells you, well, I don't want to have a B&B if people come to stay. I mean, they're coming to, you know, and it's a place to learn and everything. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. What they do, though, is they end up putting pressure on individuals, and they've done it with police in the past. It's called doxing. Now, we're going to get into that in more detail on the other side. Because that's what's going on right now with the Supreme Court justices. They have doxed them. They're putting out their names, their addresses, and pictures of their homes, targeting them and their families, making it very clear and easy to find them. When we come back, I want you to hear Senator Cruz's thoughts about doxing. And then Patricia Kalors, when she got doxed. You want to bet she can't get through it without using the word racist and sexist again? I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solution.
Well, I started out with $1 lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I got to say, this week it was shameful that the White House refused to condemn violent protesters threatening the families of the Supreme Court. It is disgraceful. And Joe Biden used to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Joe Biden knows it's disgraceful. He's literally threatening the lives of these justices by the mob they're unleashing.
Yeah, because they're doxing their names and their addresses. That's what they call it. They did it against police officers and their families and their homes during all the riots of 2020. So now they're doing it against the justices. Well, some of those following the story of Patricia Kalores and all the homes and property she owns, they decide, well, why don't we put out her addresses, and pictures of those homes? Oh, my God, you stepped over the line. You dare attack the co-founder of BLM?
The last week, with security and, yeah, these articles have shown the homes that I live in and that my family lives in, and everybody's been like, well, is there an address? But you don't need an address because you can reverse image the images and pull up my address. And so I've not just been a target of the right and white supremacist in this moment, but obviously since the beginning of when I started Black Lives Matter, I've been a target. And these folks have created a much dangerous situation for me and my family.
And what have you done to police officers and their families? Are now the members of the Supreme Court? Oh, my God. But didn't your heart just break with her? And how frightening it's been and all the security and everything. And then you got Cori Bush in Missouri. Yeah, I have my own private security firm. If I spend, what do you want? Otherwise, what do you want? You want to see a black woman die? No, I don't, ma'am. But if you're going to try to defund the police and everybody else has to go without police protection, then you should do the same. Oh, no, I got threats against my life. I got important things to do. They will pull the race card each and every time. And they will do to you what they tell you that you should not even think about doing to them. I don't know if you're aware directly if you rent. Nationally, rents across the nation rose about 11% last year. Last year, 11%. Some areas higher than others. 49 states, according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, 49 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, the average that includes them, the average renter earns less than the average two-bedroom housing wage. And here's Patricia Kalores with BLM and all the money she's got and got four or five different mansions. I don't see her inviting a lot of those poor people in. And it's going to get worse. Biden is importing so many refugees who are too poor and unskilled to afford decent housing. At least 100 Afghan refugee families dropped off in California, still living in hotels. Now, bringing Afghan refugee families in, that's a true asylum act. And yes, we should do that for them. Trying to get them out of the hands of the Taliban. But as one aid worker said, the problem with housing is they need credit. They need someone to have income to work here, provide the required document. And Southern California's rental market is already tight and getting tougher. So finding permanent, affordable housing for these families is becoming even more difficult. And then you add to that, in addition to 80,000 Afghans he's going to spill across the U.S., the expected 100,000 Ukrainians are going to bring in. And again, these are people that truly fit our immigration law to come in under sanctuary. But the condition would not be near as bad if they would simply add, which they do not add in this article, they do not mention all the illegals in the country that have already been sucking up a lot of these homes and rents and jobs. We have 11 plus million jobs available in this country. Now, you might not be qualified for all 11 million, but I'll bet you could fill a few of them, and a lot of these folks will. And whether or not it's going to be enough, it might have been good, but with inflation, now maybe it's not enough to pay what they would want or also be able to eat. And shortages continue. Now, Biden's going to try to blame anyone and everyone, but there's a mother, some parents, I should say, of an eight-month-old. Eight-month-old is on formula. She has to be on a very specific formula, otherwise it will upset her stomach and it leads to diarrhea and everything and dehydrates the child. That's very serious for anyone, especially an infant. She says that they've gone to six different stores in their area, called multiple, some 3 hours away. None of them had that particular bottle of her formula that they need, and she began to panic. She said, I have enough left to make one bottle, and if I have to go back to the generic, I know it's going to, you know, it's going to tear up my baby's stomach, going to hurt my baby, and I can't do anything about it. Iowa, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Tennessee, over half the baby formulas sold out during the week of Sunday, April 24. The provider in Virginia says, we're trying to get more out. We're trying, but with everything else that's going on in Joe Biden's America. And, of course, state-controlled media is not paying attention to that story. Unless one of them have a baby. And if they're being denied the formula, there's something racist going on here. Hey, I appreciate you joining. Tell everyone else, share. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.